I desire your prayers tonight as we look into the word of the Lord. Some things I feel that God wants to say to us from St. John, the 17th chapter and the 17th verse. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sake, I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall be Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall be made through their word, that they all may be one, even as thy Father and art me, and in I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. I want to talk just a little along the line tonight on the thought of sanctification. The first thing that happens in our life, you get acquainted with God, is removing of sin. And that has to be done through repentance. We don't just repent halfway. We have to repent for all sin and ask God to forgive for all sin. For the Bible teaches in Psalm 66:18, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. In 1 John 1:9, he lets us know that he cleanses and forgives all sin. All sin, not just part of it, but all sin. And so in the 5th chapter of Romans, and the 6th chapter of Romans, and the 8th chapter of Romans, Paul very much instructed us through those scriptures in those chapters that all sin is removed, that there's no sin left within us. If we're going to have fellowship with God, sin has to go. Isaiah 59 said, iniquity separate between us and God. So sin would separate us if sin's in there. And we have to be cleansed from sin for God to move in and to be present with us. Now, Jesus spent a lot of time in the 14th chapter and in the 15th chapter and in the 16th chapter preparing his disciples for this very hour of his prayer. And this is the Lord's prayer, that he desired those that follow him be sanctified through truth. Now you can come to the altar and pray all you want to, and that's good. I'm not against nobody coming to the altar and pray. But brother, sister, that is just an initiating place for us with God. We must realize this is a daily life and a process every day that we live. And we're no more sanctified than we are to practice the truth that we have wisdom and knowledge of. We are sanctified by truth. And truth is the identity of God. It identifies us with Him. And so Jesus never sent sinners to Pentecost to pray. He sent those who believed in Him. And they took Him by faith. They quit everything they had and give up all they had to follow Him. And whenever He sent them to Pentecost, they were believers. Believer in the Son of God. Knew He was the Son of God. Saw the work that He done. And the work that He many times manifested. That He, through healing, opened blind eyes, raising the dead, turning water into wine, miracle after miracle, proved that He was sent here from the Father. He is the Son of God. So here, there's a kind of a mystery. Whenever we know He's from heaven, He's the Son of God. And yet He said, I sanctify myself, that others may be sanctified. These may be sanctified. What did He mean? He mean I'm going to the cross. I'm going to step aside and part myself to death. Lay down my life and take it up again. I'm giving myself for the church. For the church of God. Why? Because the church needed Him as a high priest over the house of God. And He is our pattern, our example. And He's made every step that He asked us, you and I, to go. Now Ephesians, the 5th chapter, He took the step to say that He washed the church. How does He wash the church? He washed it with His word. Now, let me just turn to this 5th chapter. And He said in the 24th verse, therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let our wives be subject unto their own husband in everything. Husband, love your wives, even as Christ loved the church, gave Himself for it, that He might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. Now the word does the work on your heart. Does it not? Let me ask you here. How many times have you heard somebody say, I never saw that before. That's light to me. What was needed to be washed? That dark spot, so light could shine in. Amen? You see, there was no sin because you didn't see it. Where there's no knowledge of the law, there's no transgression. And so, when light came, it moved something and washed your conscience. You can see where you didn't see. And when one light pulls on, another light pulls on. And you keep in a shining pathway as you go. And what's pulling on the light? As God's word washes out the darkness, light shines in. You see what I'm saying? Misunderstanding sometimes. Or not having an understanding about things. I've studied lot of times on scripture because I didn't understand it. Kept praying, kept searching, and running reference, seeking to know. And after a while, God gave light. What happened? He washed me of that darkness, and that light shined in. That's what he does in washing the church. Now what was my duty? Step up in that light. Walk in that light. Whatever was there that kept the light hindered, move it. Let God shine the light. So the life will be brighter in the Lord's word. God gives understanding as we travel along, does he not? So that sanctification, if you please, you're sanctified by the word of God. Mark said in Mark the 9th chapter, and in the 29th or 49th verse, he talks to us about sanctification. And he talks about the sacrifice and what the sacrifice has to be like in the 9th chapter and the 49th verse. He said, for every one shall be salted with fire, and every sacrifice shall be salted with fire. Now, what does salt do? Salt seasons. What seasons, saints of God, after we get saved? It's when God's word gets in your heart and seasons you, and he puts a fire in your soul, and you begin to feel that anointing and that blessing of God as that fire begins to burn in your soul. You have some salt in yourself. Salt will help make a light within you and power within you to shine a light. You can take a plug and put it into the wall and take and cut it in two and tie a light bulb on its here and pull it up here and peel this and peel that. Put a light bulb on the end and pour salt in a glass of water and stick those two wires down in that glass of water. And the more salt you put in that water, the brighter that light gets on the end of the wire. Why? Because salt has power within it between the two wires to give that electric that makes the bulb shine. Now, salt in your life will brighten the light in you. It'll season you. And the more you're seasoned, the more you have power to work with others. Amen. We need sanctified people with salt in their life. Without salt, you don't taste good. Amen. You can eat meat, but you need salt on it, don't you? What does salt do? It makes it taste good. What Peter said about the Lord, he said, haven't you tasted that he is gracious? Why? He's sanctified. He's sanctified for you. He's sanctified for me. And so, Mark is saying here that have salt in yourself. Have a season in yourself from the word of God. and brother, sister, that means you have the wisdom and knowledge that God has given you to settle you down and to establish you and to root you in his family. And that we need, do we not? Now, Levites, in the book of Levi, Leviticus 2:13, we remember how that God required them to salt the sacrifice. Salt the sacrifice. Jesus asked us in Romans, the 12th chapter. He tells us about our sacrifice. He said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice. Not a dead sacrifice, but a living sacrifice. I was dead when I present myself or was planted with God. And when I was planted with him, but there was a baptism of the Holy Ghost that quickened me, generated me, and I came forth as a living creature in Jesus Christ. But then, being made holy, I come to Jesus to offer a sacrifice. And I can now offer him one that is holy, because all sin is gone. He cleaned me up. And now I present myself before him on the altar to be used of God and to be his servant, whatever he desires of me. You see, we're bought with a price. 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter and the 20th verse. You're bought with a price. You're not your own. You belong to God. So we turn ourselves as a sacrifice to him, not being conformed to this world, but being transformed by the renewing of the mind, by the renewing of the mind, that ye may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. There are those that's getting some teaching among us that I don't like to hear, that nobody's perfect. You got to be perfect if you belong to God. Now, that's a condition of how that your situation is with God. Walking in all truth and light and understanding you have of God. I know there's people who justify and say, well, I'm out of sin and didn't know it. There's no such thing. You got to know what sin is and be willing to commit it before it comes to be a sin. Right? Mistake is not a sin. That's something you didn't intend to do. But, brother, sister, Job was perfect in Job the 2nd chapter. Abraham was told in the 17th chapter of Genesis, walk thou before me and be perfect. We must present a holy life to God, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. God don't just accept halfway business. It's got to be all or nothing at all. We've got to turn it all over to Jesus. And whatever he asks us to do, he's willing to help us in that he asks us to do. And he'll never tell you to do something and then not happy. He'll help you in what he asks you to do. So sanctification, dedication, turning your life over to God. An old preacher that I came up under used to call it consecration. He meant dedicate yourself to the Lord. Dedicate to his will. Sacrifice to his will. Sacrifice to the calling that God has made upon you. And give it all that you know to give, because you belong to him and he expects it of you, because you're his servant, and you must do that in order to be sanctified. And there ain't no such thing as backsliding on your sanctification and still being justified. Whenever you lose it, you lose it all. Amen. So we need to turn everything over to the Lord, do we not? And give everything to him that belongs to him. So he says, give it all on the altar to the Lord. Over in Leviticus, the second chapter, he talked to us about that sacrifice and the requirement that the Lord made upon it. He said, in every oblation of thy meat offering, a salt thou season with salt. Neither shalt thou suffer the salt of the covenant of thy God to be lackened from thy meat offering. With all of thine offering, thou shalt offer salt. Now, Jesus told them in his message, in the Sermon on the Mount, about the salt, did he not? If the salt loses its savor, it is no good. It's to be trampled and under the feet. I think that he meant something like Hebrew, the 10th chapter, talked to us about. Whenever a person denies God, it goes back on God. He crucifies Christ and he puts him to an open shame. And he trots it and under, tramples the blood and under his feet. Now salt, I understand that has lost its savor and good for nothing. They won't take it out and put it on their land. They dump it in a road somewhere. And it's trotted and under the feet of people who walks there. And so we find when people lose out with God and go back on God, lose the Savior that they made a commitment to, that they come to the place that everything you had, that you're crucifying Christ, you're putting him to an open chain, you're trampling the blood of Jesus Christ in under your feet, and brother, sister, because you've lost your salt of the sacrifice. You see, we need salt so that folks will know we're sanctified. Salt puts fire in our soul and helps us to make a light for God, does it not? Thank the Lord for the salt. I want to go over in Hebrew with another scripture tonight. In the fourth chapter concerning the Word of God, that Hebrew has talked to the Jews. And a lot of his preaching was to help them to come to understanding and to get to the place that they'd give it all to God. He said in the fourth chapter and the 12th verse, for the word of God is quickened, powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the divers asunder of the soul and spirit. joints and marrows, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Now the Word of God searches us. The Spirit was sent to use the Word in St. John 16:13. And he doesn't speak of himself, he speaks of God. But that Spirit searches you and I out. When I think of this scripture, I think of Genesis, the 15th chapter, when Abraham was spoke to by God to make an offering to God, de-sacrifice the animals and lay them out, all except the birds. And when he did so, there in the even, after running all day and keeping the fowls out of the meat and keeping that offering clean and holy, God spoke to him. And then when the sun went down, there was the lamp that came down, and that light went between every piece of meat that Abraham had laid out as an offering. Now that lamp is the Word of God. Psalms 119:5 and Proverbs 6:23. So what it done was the Word of God searched out the sacrifice that was being offered. And when God saw that Abraham had done what God said to do, he accepted the offering and spoke to him concerning his seed and their journey into Egypt. Now, any time that God requires of you and I in the sacrifice that we've made to God, remember, the Word always searching what you have promised God. When you make a vow to God, that will be searched out with the Word of God. God's going to search your sacrifice, and he's going to see that you keep it clean, whatever you offer to him. That's what God wants us to do. So, this here sacrifice in the 13th verse, he said, neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight. For all things are naked and open on the eyes of him with whom that we have to do. God knows you inside. God knows your spirit. He knows your thoughts. He knows your intents. And he knows what you're aiming for. You see, we're under an almighty God. And so it's important to stay sanctified. Stay to all light and truth and respect it and live it. And walk it as the apostle has said to do. For it has salt in it, and it'll bless you in traveling with the Lord. Listen at the apostle Paul in the 5th chapter of Ephesians, what he had to say. I thought that he was really talking to the church very strong. He said in the 14th verse, wherefore, he saith, awake thou that sleepeth, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See thou that you walk circumspectable, not as fools, but as wise. What are you saying to us? Respect what God has offered you. Respect the Word. Respect the Spirit. And walk in its ordinance. walk in its law, for that's sanctification to your soul, to live and do what God said to do. He said, redeeming the time, and because the day are evil. You see, if we've ever, church, lived in an evil time, certainly we live in it today. And we have history today of all people in the face of the earth from the Word of God that have let God down, backslid on God, people that's got lukewarm, nation that has forsaken God. What has happened to them? Homes broke up. Children suffer. Little children trembling hands. Little mouth tremble as a cry. And hearts are broken. And brother, we see nations go in chaos. We see churches forsaken. We see people denying God. I want to tell you, brother or sister, it's important that we have a respect for the Word of God, for the truth that God has sent to us, and we give it our best, live our best, and glorify Him. For we're living in the last days. We're living in the last hours. And it's certainly high time that we redeem the time and that we get close to God. Now, let me go over to Proverbs just a moment here, and I'll soon let you go. In Proverbs, he has said some things to us that I think is very important. In the fourth chapter, he said, get wisdom, get understanding, get it, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all of thy getting, get understanding. What's he saying to us? Well, God is wisdom, but how do we get it? We must sit down with the Word of God and ask God for that understanding that we need. We can read the Bible daily and search its pages, but of all the reading and searching we do, we need understanding, for understanding is the light that's in the Word of God, and knowing how to rightly divide it. You see, Timothy was told something that's highly important when Paul said, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the Word of God. In other words, it's a cut straight, and it is straight, and we need an understanding of the straightness of the Word of God, and the strictness of the Word of God, and the respect to the Word of God, and how to rightly divide, put precept on precept, line upon a line, and that will hold us with the Lord in His wisdom. But you know, many of people will go a week and never pick up the Bible. Now, folks, that's not sanctification. We got to be dedicated to our Christian life. Dedicated, sacrifice. What is a sacrifice? Leave off the things that sometimes you feel so important. Leave it alone. Give your time to Jesus. I hear people say, well, you know, I got this to do and that to do. Well, all of us got things to do. But Jesus took time for me and you. And he gave his life for you and I. And he came to be our sacrifice. The Father gave him to the world so that we could be saved. But he turned around and gave himself to the Father for the church. You see, so that he could wash it, cleanse it, and have a clean people, holy and pure, for God to edify and be a light right here in this world, so other people will see Jesus in us and glorify the Son of God. That's what he wants out of you, and that's what he wants out of me. So thank God tonight for sanctification. There's a whole lot more in there that I could bring to you tonight, but I think that's sufficient for this hour. May God help us. If you're here tonight and feel that you need to get close to God and seek for discerning spirit, or that you need to get down and just have a good talk with God and let the Lord reveal some things to you, maybe that will help you and strengthen you in your Christian life. Don't be backwards and ashamed. Step out. We're the children of God, and God wants us to obey him. May God bless us.